Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Romano. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnold Early. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Arnold Early. And now, play ball. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bresud. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Askew reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Woody Held now playing left field. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Arnold Early. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Turley now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clinton strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to third. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Bob Turley. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. There goes Kirkland trying to get to third. Geiger throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Kirkland for the out. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramos strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Brown reaches second base with a double. Kindle moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clinton strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.